on view in the gallery of the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus, A Visit to My House, a personal and public narrative by the artist Curly Raven Holton. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. A Visit to My House is a 30-year retrospective of paintings and prints by Curly Raven Holton. Holton is a David M. and Linda Roth Professor of Art at Lafayette College and the founding director of the Experimental Printmaking Institute. Curly Raven Holton.
I've been going through a lot of my work because I moved to another studio. You go through all this work and you realize a lot of it you have forgotten about. It speaks to a different sort of state of mind or realities that you had at different periods of time. And some of it, you look and say, wow, I did that, huh? I thought that way or felt that way. I have been thinking about doing a retrospective. It had actually been recommended to me sometime by Christine Oatlander, who was at the Allentown Museum, who's been a real supporter of my work. I thought I had a chance to put it together for the Tupman Museum in Macon, Georgia. So it was a process of pulling out works that I think spoke to important issues for me, works that were really connected to a personal sensibility. But at the same time, they make some social or cultural commentary. And that's been really important to me to balance that somehow. As a young artist, I had been conditioned, I think, to think because of the environment that I grew up in, urban city, Cleveland, Ohio, highly politicized, especially around the notions of identity and culture and blackness and things like that. So this notion that the work was not just to be for art's sake, but for the community's sake. You had to speak about a relevant issue. Even if it was going to be in a place, in a house, that they didn't necessarily either attend or visit or even get invited to, but it was going to be about them, even if it was in that house. I'm talking about museums and galleries. So this idea of reconciling my own personal impulse and cultural connection and cultural integrity with the world that I was in and all the aesthetics and arguments about isms and ways to paint and prevailing styles and contemporary art and all the things that you have to sort through. I think the work that is in this show represents a choice made by me. Choice to stay with the figure, to do a work that was narrative-based, that was about things that I witnessed or things I felt strongly about that somehow captured the essence of humanity from my perspective, and the essence of perhaps creativity. I've always been interested in the music and jazz and blues, so there are a couple pieces in the show about that. Trying to, again, capture that moment of letting go that the musician does, the artist does, that moment of free fall, where you have this oceanic kind of feeling where you let go of stuff and you go into a space that's a very, I don't know if I want to call it mystical, but clearly something happens to the brain and the body. So these works, I try to capture that moment where even the subject is leaving that space, not just me as an artist, but where I'm trying to capture something that is heartfelt or suggested. So 30 years of my work, my house, it's a personal narrative, and I'm okay with this idea of you stepping into my place, the place that has my values and my assertions of importance and significance. And I think that we make choices as artists. Which direction are you going to go? What's important to you?
Looking at them, seeing particular touchstones now, looking back, can you do you see those little signposts along the road?
Yes, one particular piece, there's a drawing on the side here that I had totally forgot about. It's about family. It's a drawing that was done in, was it 1982, and it's called Family Dinner. And what I'm trying to suggest is that even in that act of having a communal dinner, there's a animal quality, a viciousness, who gets the largest portion, who gets enough. Dad gets to eat first before the children because dad is the breadwinner. And it's almost a certain kind of animal behavior.
Well, they're squaring off against each other. Yeah, they're sizing
plate,
each other up.
And you see how he holds in the plate and the tongue is popping out, a reptilian. And this idea that humans behave in a very basic way. What is interesting about this is that 30 years later, I'm thinking about work that captures the dynamics that we had early on in our lives and how it defined us, how we are defined by our experiences, who we met, our accidents, all those issues, whether positive or negative, help define who we are and how we act now. And it's interesting that 30 years later it touches on some of this thinking that I had 30 years ago.
I'm just looking at him and I knew printmaking, okay, and I know you as a really master printer. So I was expecting prints. I walk in, the first thing I see is a row of oils. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's he doing to me here? Where is he going here?
I was trained as a painter, but printmaking is the way in which I define myself professionally.
The artist Curly Raven Holton. A Visit to My House, a personal and public narrative by the artist Curly Raven Holton is on view in the gallery of the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus. It's on view through March 29th. For more information, the gallery's office number is 610-330-5361. More information also available at galleries.lafayette.edu. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.